There are currently just over 200 doctors practicing in Australia who come from an Indigenous background. A scholarship set up almost a decade ago to increase the relatively small number of Indigenous doctors is boasting a higher success rate, Lucy Carter reports.
24-year-old Madison Reynolds says she always wanted to be a doctor.
I loved school when I was at high school. I always really liked the science-y type subjects and did them quite well, which is why I sort of ended up in medicine.
She grew up in the central west of New South Wales and says moving to Sydney to study was intimidating.
It's hard. Like, I lived in Mudgee. It's like a small country town. It's daunting moving to the city and not knowing anyone. And medicine's hard. I couldn't have a job because if I had a job, I wouldn't have had enough time to study, and it's a pretty vicious circle.
However, Ms. Reynolds was lucky enough to be awarded a Balnave scholarship for the 6-year duration of her degree. Set up by the private philanthropic organisation the Balnaves Foundation, it provides financial assistance, accommodation and mentoring to selected Indigenous students studying medicine at the University of New South Wales.
It was brilliant. I really, like, honestly could not have done it without the scholarship. Well, you meet up with the Balnaves family quite often and have a chat, and they're always around for you to, you know, if you need any help or anything. And they've organised a mentor program as well. And then once you've finished as well, because you sort of just get thrown out into the world and you know no one and you have no idea what's going on, they've organised that.
The first doctor graduated through the program in 2013. This year, 8 students, including Madison Reynolds, successfully completed their studies. Media figure Neil Balnaves founded the scholarship program.
The latest group is just a really bright young group of young males and females. The interesting thing is the ratio is 50-50. All but one is going back to their own communities. One is going to undertake further study. So you have this already, this transition thing happening where there's a strong feeling amongst these young people that they want to go back into their communities and do good.
With the current life expectancy of Indigenous Australians still 17 years less than that of their non-Indigenous counterparts, Mr. Balnaves says the graduates are an asset to the health system.
There's a whole lot of basic GPs who have gone back to their communities and tried to bridge the gap by dealing with their own people in their own languages, with their own society understandings. There's a great bit of mythology that, you know, Western medicine's the only medicine. And I think what is happening here is we're getting the benefit out of Indigenous communities with their own background historically and traditionally on their own medical issues and their own ability to understand their own medicines being blended with Western medicine. The beauty of these students is they have an idea about both, and they can communicate with their own people a lot better than, say, an imported doctor from another country.
Recent Balnaves graduate Madison Reynolds says she plans to eventually work in Indigenous health.
I'm not exactly sure in terms of specialty yet. There are a lot of things that I really like, and I think it's just going to be trying them all out and seeing which one sort of fits best. Maybe go back to the country eventually, but to my surprise, actually, when I came to Sydney, I didn't realise how big an Indigenous population lived in the city. So it's not like you have to go back to the country to make a difference in that sort of sense anymore, which is good because most of the training's still down here. So I'll train in Sydney and then possibly move back out near Mudgee or something like that.
Medical graduate Madison Reynolds, ending that report from Lucy Carter.